Launches become significantly more powerful when you've been selling every day in the lead up to them. Daily sales activity builds your audience, nurtures trust, and creates momentum. Then Launch Week amplifies everything that you've already built. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. Back in 2012, I was running my first business, a kids' hip-hop dance company, and we had a problem that I now see mirrored in online businesses everywhere. Our entire business was seasonal. Wait, even if your business isn't seasonal, this is relevant to you, so bear with me. Here's the situation we were in. We only ran classes during school term times and nothing during holiday periods. Parents paid in cash on the day initially, can you imagine? But that was back in 2012, remember? Then they began paying by term, sometimes still in cash, before we then moved on to online booking, which meant that in the very early days, we had literally no revenue for weeks on end during school holidays. If you run an online business and only sell during launches, you're likely experiencing exactly the same pattern. Intense activity which delivers some revenue, followed by silence on all fronts, inquiries and bank payment pings. And every time you come back to sell again, you're starting cold. Launches are brilliant. I love launching. We run a done-for-you launch agency and understand firsthand how a well-executed launch can generate 5 to 6 figures in a week. But if launching is your only sales activity, you're building the same feast and famine cycle in your business that I experienced in my dance company all those years ago. Following our first summer holiday break of no classes and no revenue, I decided things had to change. We immediately switched to monthly payments, splitting the annual cost of classes over 12 months rather than 3 terms. We started delivering summer camps, followed by other holiday camps. And we also made the decision to begin running classes almost every week of the year instead of purely during school term times. Parents were still looking for activities to keep their kids busy during the holidays, and we needed consistent revenue and work for our teachers. Running these extra classes meant fewer cancellations, even if families had to miss the odd session by being away on holiday, and it meant we could suddenly enroll new students any week of the year, no more waiting until the start of a new term, which meant that we could suddenly sell every day. So that's exactly what we did. We worked on seasonally appropriate messaging and started enrolling students throughout the year. By the following year, we had consistent monthly revenue without the huge gaps we had experienced previously. This approach also meant that our teachers were kept in work throughout the year, crucial for them and for us in terms of staff retention. The start of the academic year and the calendar year, September and January, were still our biggest intake months. But daily selling meant that those peak periods built on momentum rather than starting cold. We weren't scrambling to fill spaces at the last minute because we'd been building all year. I'm sharing this with you because the same principle applies to online business today. Launches become significantly more powerful when you've been selling every day in the lead up to them. Daily sales activity builds your audience, nurtures trust, and creates momentum. Then Launch Week amplifies everything that you've already built. In my marketing business, selling every day means connecting with people, responding to every comment, and yes, sending DMs, but never cold ones. Instead, I create content with clear calls to action, nudges to encourage interested people to raise their hand and let me know they're interested in hearing more. I'm consistently generating leads that I can contact immediately so that I'm never starting from scratch when launch week arrives. Take today, for example. I knew I was sending an offer out to my email list, so I created some teaser content letting people know that something new, special, and exclusive was coming. I asked anyone who wanted to hear about it before the details went out to my email list to DM me on that platform. Those posts generated multiple DMs. I responded to each one and booked in calls. The day's not over and I already have calls booked in for later this week. And that's my sales activity for today done. Now, when I say I sell every day, I don't mean spending hours pitching or becoming that person who slides into the DMs uninvited. Daily selling can take as little as 15 to 30 minutes. It's about consistent small actions that keep the conversations happening rather than one big push followed by silence. So, I've given you an example from my business today, but here's a reminder. The activities that count as daily selling are easier than you might think. Responding to comments in a way that starts a conversation rather than just saying, thanks, and disappearing. Checking in with past clients to see how they're getting on. Reaching out to someone who downloaded your freebie but never took the next step. Sharing a client win and inviting others to experience the same results. Mentioning your offer naturally at the end of a valuable piece of content. Following up with inquiries who said they weren't quite ready yet a while ago, but their situation may have changed by now. None of these feel pushy because they're built on genuine connection, but they all move people closer to buying from you. And when launch week arrives, you're not introducing yourself to strangers, you're inviting people who already know and trust you to take the next step with you. The story of one client we worked with in the Enjoy Marketing Agency shows exactly how daily selling and launching work together. She already had a multi-six-figure business when I first noticed her online. I booked her as a guest speaker inside one of my programs. After her session, she asked me if we could have a call so that she could hear more about how we could help her scale. Then she hired us to deliver a done-for-you launch of her online program, taking her from around 20 people per cohort to over 100. We created everything she needed: her offer structure, full marketing strategy, every email, up-leveled social content, and her masterclass structure. We taught her how to maximize sales when the cart was open, and she sold more than she had ever sold before, generating far more than a 10 times return on her investment. Since then, she's been able to apply our exact launch strategy to take her business from around £250,000 annual revenue to seven figures. But we also advised her to downsell, hugely improving and promoting an already existing monthly membership, which was until then really a bit of an afterthought and wasn't really selling for her. We restructured how that was sold within her funnel and created another four figures in monthly recurring revenue. She now has both the big money launches and a sizable amount of semi-passive monthly income too. Her launches didn't shrink when she added recurring revenue underneath them. They grew. The daily audience building and recurring revenue created a foundation which made a launch week even more powerful. So daily selling doesn't replace launches. It makes launches bigger and more effective. In fact, launches are simply strategic marketing campaigns designed to sell one thing that take place during one focused time frame. We've got into the habit of calling them launches in the online space, but actually they are traditional marketing campaigns. If you only sell during those specific time frames, then of course you're going to seriously limit your ability to make regular sales. So what we want to be doing is launching plus daily selling. My friend and the strategist I've been working with one-to-one for the past year, and longer in other ways, is Lisa Johnson. Every year, Lisa runs a free challenge called Race to Recurring Revenue. And this year, it starts on the 26th of January. I've worked with Lisa for years. I've invested in her courses. I've taken part in this exact challenge myself. Last year, I partnered with her as an affiliate for the first time, supporting multiple people through her program, One to Many, and delivering incredible bonuses, including content shoots and in-person days. If you want to build consistent monthly income that sits below your launches and powers them throughout the year, then this four-day challenge will show you how. Lisa's helped over 70,000 people through this challenge since 2020 because it genuinely delivers results. I'm supporting Lisa's launch right now, meaning that you have the opportunity to learn from her and be supported by me right now too. The link to sign up for free is nikkihutchison.com/OTM. And you'll find that link in the show notes too. Make sure you use that specific link to join if you want access to my support during the challenge and beyond too. So it's in the show notes if you want to click it. Thanks for tuning in to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm Nikki Hutchison, and I'll be back next Friday at 7 a.m. with more actionable marketing strategies to help you become fully booked. Until then, take care and keep marketing.